From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Today is National Hot Cocoa Day.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm sorry I didn't have any hot cocoa for us. How do you like yours? Do you like yours with the miniature marshmallows, with the whipped cream, with both?
However they give it to me. I'll drink it any way it comes, really. And sometimes I'll put hot cocoa in my coffee.
So then you get a cocoa coffee. That's like a mocha, right? Is that kind of like a mocha?
Well.
Cafe mocha?
Kind of, but not.
Do you use the powder, the pack, or do you use like regular like cocoa?
Well, actually I had this this can of coffee bean and tea leaf hot cocoa.
That's an ad. You're going to have to like get some money from them now.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Sometimes in my coffee, I just pour coffee and put in a couple of tablespoons of that cocoa.
It's all sweetened and stuff.
It's good.
It's sweetened. The cocoa mix is sweetened. Okay. That's what I was asking. I remember, you may not really believe this, but I used to be a Boy Scout. And on the campouts, Swiss Miss was our best friend.
Swiss Miss.
Yeah. And a Styrofoam cup. We weren't good Boy Scouts when it came to the Styrofoam thing, but what can I say?
Well, back then, who knew?
I know, right?
Back then, it was innocent.
Enjoy your cocoa. We love us some cocoa.
We do.
All right, time for the Who Cares News. Cocoa infused. What's going on?
Well, Jennifer Garner and her burger boyfriend, John Miller, they're still at it.
Really? Because I kind of heard they were not.
Earlier reports had them breaking up,
mm-hmm.
but it seems Jen and John.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Jennifer and John. Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Mm,
that's okay. Yeah, I guess.
Not much you can do with John.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's, believe me.
Jenna John?
I've been John all my life.
So, Jennifer.
So, I get mistaken. I get called toilets as John.
Of course,
and
yes.
referred to as a toilet. And also as someone who picks up prostitutes. So, you know.
Okay. Well, that's
yeah, that's been my life. Name like John. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate it.
I mean, so much can be explained through this. I guess some of it's really not. You're a product of your environment.
No, there are no secrets there. No, stop it. Stop it. I drink hot cocoa out of a Styrofoam cup on a camp out. What can I say?
Well, you don't anymore.
That's the worst. Well, yeah. When I go camping, it's at the Hilton.
You can afford the Hilton?
Shh.
All right. Well, it seems Jen and John, they were seen having a breakfast date this week in Santa Monica. So according to a source, Jennifer and burger billionaire John from Cali Burger, which we just haven't heard of.
God, we gotta find a Cali Burger and just go there. Who Cares News It? Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe we do a live broadcast for the Who Cares News from the closest Cali Burger.
What is the closest
Cali? I don't know. I'm going to look it up while you finish talking about this.
Okay, so they're still on.
Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So they just want it to be less public. So the source told E! News that Jen is taking a lesson from the page of Katie and Jamie.
I was going to say. Two names, Katie Holmes, Jamie Foxx. That's all you guys need to know.
They want to keep it private and for themselves.
Right.
Aww.
By the way, there's a Cali Burger in Bakersfield.
I'm not going to Bakers all the way to Bakersfield.
Well, you know who's in Bakersfield? It's Matt Collier from the radio station.
Have Matt Collier go down and check it out.
I don't know if Matt eats red meat. Of course he does. I'll have him check it out. But we can't do a Who Cares News from there.
Well, where's the next one?
Well, there's one in Pasadena, but Pasadena's a terrible drive in the morning. Yeah. I hate the traffic. Yeah. I don't want to drive out to Pasadena in the morning.
Matt Collier can be our
maybe we do a call in from Matt. Yes. You know what's funny? Matt up at this hour of the morning. That's funny.
Oh,
it's not 11
Matt.
O'clock. Okay. That's the problem. Anyway, Jennifer, Cali Burger John, still doing it.
Still doing it.
They're still, you know, maybe they're going to exchange a little Christmas gift this year.
Might be.
Maybe they'll get together with the kids.
She's looking for more things to put in her wallet. Like billionaire money.
I know. Yeah. She's not stupid.
How do you become a billionaire off a place that no one's heard of?
I know. I think he's investing into other things.
Has
I think
to
the
be.
Burger thing is just the
a side business.
Oh, you know what the deal is with this? It's automated. They have automated burger flippers. They're putting people out of work at Cali Burger.
Uh-oh.
You don't want to go there.
So another Jennifer. This is the Jennifer news today.
They showed this on the front page of their website, too.
Really?
Oh, my God. So this is a Jennifer news. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm multitasking.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Multi-thoughting.
What other Jennifer you said? I'm sorry.
Lopez.
Oh, that Jennifer.
J-Lo.
There's a lot of J's.
Jenny from
There's a lot of Jens out there.
In other words, Ben's other woman.
Ben's other woman.
Yes.
You know, this is a Ben Affleck day.
This is a Ben Affleck, yes.
Ben's ex's day. That's what this is. I like it. We should
mark
this on the calendar.
This Jennifer didn't get anything from Ben, depending on her wallet from Ben.
No.
Unlike the first Jennifer.
She got a ring. I think she held on to that ring.
That's true.
She got a Bentley. She got all that publicity because she wasn't horribly famous before she started. She was kind of famous, but the Jennifer thing, remember that?
Yes.
Made her superstar status.
So she can say what's in her wallet is Ben's money.
Ben's money. That's right. Yeah. Just older.
Look at you.
Just older.
Good
Ben's
on you.
Money.
Mm. All right. So she made the news this morning about attending the premiere of her new movie, Second Act, in New York City.
Which I think looks kind of cute. It's a little rom-com. I think.
Yeah.
She's good at the rom-com thing.
Well, now, thanks to boyfriend Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, in his Instagram post of J-Lo getting out of the van last night, he was in this transport with her. He couldn't sit by her.
He couldn't?
Because the only thing that could sit by her was her own dress.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. It was bright pink. It looked as if she needed a van just for the dress.
Right.
This train on this thing, jeepers.
Like
it was a mini dress in the front.
Long as 57th Street. I'm sure.
An enormous train.
Yeah.
Dragging down the red carpet.
You know, she's never wanted to apologize for her couture. Never.
No.
She's like trendsetter.
She's got the bod for it.
I don't know if she has what bod. I'm looking at a picture of this pink thing, and it's like a big cloud.
That's true.
Where's J-Lo?
Well, she makes sure that
nothing
she
can, but dress. Yes, she was swallowed by a pink cloud of tulle. Oh, my God. And it's bright pink. It's neon pink.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, she makes sure that you can see her legs.
Well, you always got to see her legs.
Yes.
Hello. She's J-Lo.
Oh, God, it was big.
Huge. We're posting a picture on Facebook.
Okay.
You're not going to believe it. Check it out on the Facebook page.
Jenny in the pink cloud. Shapers. Well, Ben Affleck, there's your women's.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, we're out of here. Going to get our cocoa and our little
miniature
marshmallows. I love those little things. See you tomorrow.
But not if they're stale.
If they're in the cocoa, what do you care? They melt.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, see you tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.